Yeah.
Somebody who makes up his own mind and then there's no sense in talking to him, if he won't change his mind, you say he's...
Hard-headed.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Acorn-head.
Acorn-head?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone who's you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You'd say that he's...
Touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know where he'd go, so...
Upset.
Or he'd go...
Mad.
Huh?
Mad.
Okay, what about someone who just seems to be in a bad temper all the time?
He's in a bad mood.
Your temper, you might tell him to just...
Calm down.
Or just...
Take it easy.
Okay.
Keep cool.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
Tired.
Any other expressions?
Pooped.
Okay, what if you were very, very tired? You'd say you were just completely...
Worn out.
Say if someone that had been, you know, perfectly healthy and all of a sudden you hear they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when did they...
When did they get take sick?
Okay. So if someone who goes outside and then comes in and starts sneezing and his eyes and nose start running, you'd say that he's
catching a cold.
Or if it had already happened, you'd say he...
He caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
A cough.
Say if you got someone some medicine, you went in and still saw the medicine still standing there, you might ask, why haven't you
been taking your medicine?
And the person might say, well, already
took it.
And another hour on.
I'll take it again.
Somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say there.
No, you they say deaf and dumb, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like deaf. Deaf.
Yeah,
deaf. You know, they say deaf and dumb, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like deaf. Deaf.
Say a man had been out working hard and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet. He'd say, look how much I...
Sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Horizon.
Or another name for...
Carbuncle?
Is carbuncle the same
thing? A boil.
Is a carbuncle exactly the same thing? Or?
I don't think so. I think a carbuncle is much larger and more serious than a risin or a boil.
Does a carbuncle have more than one head?
I think so.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is...
Pus.
You say a bee stung me in my hand.
My hand swole.
Okay. And you say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And you say if a bee stings you, your hand will...
Swell.
What do you call the liquid inside a blister?
Water. Is President on?
You know, sometimes if you have a wound and it doesn't heal back clean, it's got to be cut out or burned out. Did you ever hear that? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean, but I've never heard of it.
Have you ever heard some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh.
What I thought proud flesh was flesh that had healed over, was new flesh that was had healed over a wound, and you know, and it was proud or smart, you know, if you touch it, it's sore, real touchy. But I never heard of it having to be cut out, you know, or burnt or anything like that.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown stinging liquid that you could put on it.
Iodine.
And a real bitter powder people used to take for malaria.
Sulfur.
Or white bitter powder. It's real bitter.
Alum?
No, it's something that, it used to come in capsules and people take it for fever or they could take it for malaria.
Quinine?
Okay. And,
Yes.
Say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Died.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
He passed away.
What about any crude ways of saying that?
He kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
The place where people are buried.
Cemetery. Or graveyard.
What they put the body in.
Casket.
Okay, any old-fashioned name for that?
Box.
And,
Coffin.
And you say he was an important man when he died, everybody...
His funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're...
In mourning.
And, say on average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd answer, oh,
Well, I've heard people say, meeting there.
Huh?
Meeting there. You never heard of that?
I never heard of that.
Meeting there, you're just so-so.
Uh-huh.
Or fine.
When you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
Arthritis, rheumatism, there's one more, neuralgia. Yeah, that's an old one. Neuralgia. All the old folks had neuralgia.
Uh-huh. What about a really bad sort of growth that, well, people don't get it much anymore, but you'd choke up with it?
Croup.
Or, no, something children would die from.
Whooping cough.
Or
diphtheria.
Was that pretty much before your time?
Yeah, I think.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs?
Is that jaundice?
When you have a pain down here, then you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
Old-fashioned name for that.
No, I don't know of any other name.
Say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit.
Any other expression?
Throw up.
Which is nicer? Or is
throw up.
And what about a really crude term?
Puke.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
On his stomach.
And if a boy kept going over to the same girl's house and was spending a lot of time with her and so forth, you'd say that he was
courting her?
Okay. Is that the expression you'd use nowadays?
No, I don't know what they'd use nowadays. They just dropping in, I guess.
He would be called her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
smooching.
Any other word?
Necking.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she
broke up.
And say he asked her to marry him, but she, or any other?
Turned him down.
Huh?
Turned him down.
Okay, or you say they were engaged and all of a sudden she
dropped him.
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called
the man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
The bridesmaid.